Hi, and welcome to the 55th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about self-confidence and how it affects your fluency. Of all the students that I've had over the years, teaching them English and teaching them foreign languages as well, I guess I could divide people into maybe two categories. There are people who are perfectionists, who are worried about whether their grammar is perfect, whether their pronunciation is completely accurate and understandable, and being worried and nervous and anxious about how people are going to judge how they speak, and just second guessing what they're going to say and wondering, maybe I should go back and do that again. Was that correct? And waiting for some kind of a approval or confirmation, and not having this kind of confidence, basically, that no matter what happens, they'll be okay. And the other group would be these people who have this incredible amount of self-confidence, who don't care, basically, if they speak correctly, if their grammar is correct, or whether their pronunciation is perfect or not. I struggled with this for many years of being a perfectionist and constantly questioning, was that correct? Did I understand that concept right? How is my pronunciation? Am I pronouncing, let's say, like the French U? Is that U or U? And kind of torturing myself, thinking like I can't speak French until I get the pronunciation perfectly, or of all of these conjugations in Spanish, I need to get them perfect before I can have a conversation. And at some point, I remember living in Paris and coming to this attitude that, you know what, I'm just going to speak. And yeah, I've studied the language for several years now, and in theory, I should know everything, and I have a university degree in French, and I took all of these grammar classes, and I've been living in the country. In theory, I should be speaking perfectly, but I came to this conclusion of, forget it. I don't care if I speak correctly or not. I just want to make myself understood. I just want to communicate with people. It doesn't matter if what I'm saying is 100% perfect. That's not the point. Just kind of move on and start speaking. When I made that switch from being a perfectionist, worrying about how other people might judge me, or whether they were going to be making fun of me, or thinking they were judging my intelligence based on if I could speak this language or not, I just decided to say, like, you know what, forget it. Okay, I don't care what other people think anymore in terms of how I speak that language. I'm just going to start speaking. And when I made that switch, that attitude of just, I'm going to go out and do it, kind of guns blazing, and no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. Nobody's going to hurt me or humiliate me or embarrass me because I made the wrong conjugation of the passé composé or something like that. It was a complete switch. And I think my confidence level just started to increase progressively, until I just had this attitude like, okay, yeah, I can make myself understood. Yes, I have problems with the U and the U, but who cares? People understand me. I can still carry on a conversation. People still know what I'm trying to say and completely understand what my message is. And that hasn't stopped me. More, and recently, when I had to take the DELF for assessing my current level in French, the examiners told me, wow, why are you taking this exam for like the B2 level? Clearly, you should be speaking at like a C1 level. So that was a nice confirmation of like, I nailed it. I had lived in France for 6 years, and then I still speak French fairly well, and consider it like I'm fluent in it, basically. And it's a lot of it is coming down to this attitude of, I can do this, and no matter what other people think about me, I don't care, and I'm just going to keep speaking no matter what happens. Whoever kind of gets the practice and is putting in the work on a daily basis and kind of making the effort to improve, the important thing there is you're not going to be perfect. Nobody wants to be perfect. It's the, what counts is improving little by little and having this attitude of, I can do this. This isn't that hard. I can make myself understood. That's what really counts, and being able to communicate with the language. And if people make fun of you or laugh, it's not a big deal. And sometimes, like, if you take it too personally and think it's like an attack on you, yeah, your confidence is going to be a little shaky. But if you just kind of shrug it off and don't make a big deal out of it and just have this really strong, solid sense of self-worth and self-respect and self-confidence, you're going to be able to speak a language very well. And it doesn't matter what other people think. As long as you're putting in the effort, putting in the practice, over time, gradually, you're going to start improving. Keep that in mind if you are a perfectionist or if you want things to be perfect or just a certain way, or you think, okay, I need to review all these grammar rules and vocabulary and pronunciation rules before I can start speaking. Well, you're missing out on really great opportunities where there are native speakers out there who probably don't care. They'll understand your message quite well, and you might be being your worst enemy if you don't allow yourself to just, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. And even some of the most well-known polyglots and language learners, they say it themselves that, yeah, they don't speak perfectly. But what counts is that they make the effort to practice, they try to improve, that they try to speak and make themselves understood. And that's what counts at the end of the day. So when you can make that switch and think, no matter what happens, I can do this, I'm able to make myself understood, that's where like that self-confidence is going to lead to fluency. A lot of people have different opinions of what fluency is. I'd say, I mean, I have to be cautious when somebody asks me like, well, what is fluency? But I think it is the possibility of communicating effectively. That concept of being able to communicate effectively is, again, very vague of how do you communicate effectively? Well, if you can make yourself understood, that's effective. Right now, my daughter is a couple months away from turning 2. She still doesn't speak. She just has words, isolated words. But she communicates effectively. If she wants something, she points to it and it will go, Or if she wants more of a drink or food, she'll be saying ma, like mas, or more in Spanish. And for me, that's effective. I know clearly what she wants. She doesn't hesitate. And she'll say it and repeat it until I understand what she wants. I mean, she doesn't understand all these concepts of the language learning process, but she's able to communicate what she wants and make herself understood and get what she wants. And for me, she's communicating effectively. So that approach to speaking a language and being able to communicate and get your point across and if other people understand you, for me, that's fluency. Whether you are able to do that quickly and perfectly, I don't think that's the point. Even if you have to speak slowly and you make mistakes, but people understand you, I think you are being effective. There's many ways to get your point across. Thinking that you have to be perfect, it does not have to be one of them. So having an attitude that you can speak the language and no matter what happens, you can communicate, for me, that's what counts. And I have had students who, I can think of one in particular, who no matter how many times I explained grammar rules and pronunciation rules and vocabulary rules, it would go in one ear and out the other, and we would try to review from one lesson to the other, but it was difficult to see some kind of form of continual progress. But I do have to admit that this guy had an incredible amount of confidence. He never hesitated whenever there was an opportunity to speak in English, and he would be in very stressful situations having to speak English and participate in high-profile meetings. His English may have been far from perfect, but he was able to speak without hesitating. He was able to get his point across. He was able to convince people of things that they would have to do in their business context. And for me, that was a lot more impressive than somebody who might speak English perfectly and have great pronunciation and great grammar and using all the right vocabulary words, but lacking some passion or not hesitating with the language. So I have applied this approach to both my language learning and also for teaching and trying to convince students that you don't have to be perfect, and please don't try to be perfect. Just what counts is having an incredible amount of confidence that you can speak, and don't worry about being perfect. And that will lead to fluency. That's kind of my point for today, of just focus on your confidence, focus on being self-reliant and not worrying about whether what you're saying is correct. As long as you can make yourself understood, that is more important. And if you're interested in taking English lessons with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and look forward to the next one. Take care.